AM Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruits on Wall Street, and over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients, a voice for the good investment advisors. I did more writing, providing actual papers, connecting dots, penning papers with actual FINRA dispute resolution papers attached, papers that play into making differences, as I did with the DC Bar Association. Charles Devant sits on the DC Bar Ethics Committee, along with Saul Singer. Charles Devant invited me to submit my recommendations for the DC Bar Association CUPL Committee on Unauthorized Practice of Law. I had a few days. Just a few days. I got my recommendations in, along with attachments, actual documents. A word. One word. I was aghast to learn no lawyer I was meeting knew of, heard of. I learned this word reading the Investment Advisors Act of 1940. Reading was hard for me. Reading legal papers was exhausting. And I found the word that makes the difference for lawyers, for investment client victims, the word that is the sword of Damocles for FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and the Securities and Exchange Commission employees behaving badly. It was sometime in 2018 that I found that I read the DC Bar CUPL Committee on Unauthorized Practice of Law update, authored by DC Federal Judge Anthony Epstein. So, in time, the right time, I updated DC Federal Judge Anthony Epstein on my update of his update. I don't think I let the DC Bar know, updated DC Federal Judge Anthony Epstein is in my loop, as I call my list of email recipients. I grew from none to over 500 plus in the 9+ years of the Security and Exchange Commission asking me to be their investment client whistleblower. Judge Epstein never met, spoke with his office, updated his office via emails. I was sent Epstein's opine on lawyers practicing law in the District of Columbia for pay without authorization. I had learned about Judge Epstein from D.C. City Attorney Bennett Rushkoff, October 17, 2014. I had just been alerted that my efforts to start a bill to protect investment clients had happened. I also figured out not long after that the premise, the underpinnings of that bill, H.R. 1098, was wrong. Bill H.R. 1098 never went anywhere. More so, the writing legislator, Representative Keith Ellison, was railroaded out of Congress on the hashtag MeToo train. I alerted multiple District of Columbia agencies of FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's scams on investment clients, of Bennett's, Western's, and J.P. Morgan Clearing's cooperating in Ponzi scams of their taking investment clients away from due process in District of Columbia courts, of the failure of D.C. Councilman Vincent Orange and the now beleaguered, under federal investigation, Jack Evans. Bennett Rushkoff, Chief Public Advocacy Section, Office of the Attorney General for the District of Columbia, wrote me, "On behalf of the Office of the Attorney General for the District of Columbia, I have reviewed your complaint that, in connection with a FINRA arbitration, several individuals engaged in the unauthorized practice of law in the District of Columbia. I see that you have also contacted the Committee on Unauthorized Practice of Law of the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. That committee is responsible for investigating accusations of unauthorized practice of law in the District of Columbia and is in a better position to evaluate your complaint than the Office of the Attorney General. Below is an article by Anthony Epstein, who served as chair of the committee until 2008. He is now a D.C. Superior Court judge," Rushkoff wrote. "How lawyers can avoid the unauthorized practice of law. Simple steps for compliance with Rule 49. Judge Epstein wrote, "Rule 49 of the D.C. Court of Appeals prohibits the unauthorized practice of law in the District of Columbia. The basic principle is that no one except an active member of the D.C. Bar may engage in the practice of law in the district or hold himself or herself out as authorized or competent to practice law in the district. FINRA's own guidances, once online, since removed. Once I expose these guidances to the D.C. District of Columbia CUPL Committee on Unauthorized Practice of Law, stated very clearly, lawyers must be compliant to local law except not within FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, it seems. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, the reiteration of the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, is a shell game, Wall Street style. What enabled me to see this, to confirm this, was parallel issues, side by side, papers showing patterns I began to aggregate to build profiles of these crimes, like that despite a lot of papers signed, not one paper obligated me to go into FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, for dispute resolution, for arbitrating my complaint against Western International Securities, Bennett Group Financial Services, and Don Bennett, or my complaint against RBC, Royal Bank of Canada. Oddly enough, in the RBC matter, I found how RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada, had a money line to Canada under a firm called RBC Private Counsel. There were, in fact, two RBC private counsels, one tethered to RBC Capital Markets and the second standalone. And when I made these papers known to FINRA and the SEC, the RBC Royal Bank of Canada private counsel disappeared off FINRA broker check pages. Yep, those papers are in the court's public record, too. People that do crimes are not always the brightest bulbs in the pack. Desperation often drives them. 2009, RBC, the Royal Bank of Canada, was under a multi-state investigation. I know now multi-state investigations are initiated by a state, by a U.S. attorney. No one tells investors an investigation is going on. No one tells clients an investigation is going on. No one warns clients. No one warns potential victims. In fact, it seems no one tells the local cops, law enforcement either. In the Dawn Bennett matter, to this day, I remember Dawn Bennett calling in her whole team to meet me, telling me, "Welcome aboard." And as I walked out the door, I walked out unknowingly, damning evidence in hand that should have been evidence enough to win my arbitration, but if understood by MPDC, Metropolitan Police Department, should have put the Bennett Group Financial Services team behind bars in 2014, long before Bennett and her group scammed the 43 elderly victims of 2015 through 2017, Maryland 8:0472-PX, now PX1. Business cards, one for each member of Bennett's team, business cards in my hands. As I exited Bennett's offices, a new client in 2009, evidence provided in my December 2013 FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitration, I was told I had signed a pre-signed agreement to submit to FINRA. I said I did not. Not only did I not, the papers submitted to FINRA in evidence in court, provided in the FINRA Dispute Resolution Arbitration Forum, showed I, like other victims of FINRA's con, were given by FINRA securities broker dealer firm submission agreements to sign. In my case, it gets better yet. The firm submission form was not even signed by the firm. The firm submission form had a paste-up on it of the investment advisory firm owner first name only, Brad. It gets better yet. That same Brad was pasted onto the settlement agreement I was blackmailed into signing to stop actions threatened by Western and Bennett's defense counsel, who was not even authorized to argue law for pay in the District of Columbia. This document was exchanged via emails, online. How many times can one say RICO to cops? As often as one must. And once more again, when Brad testifies in Maryland federal court, he was a compliance officer of an investment advisory firm, not a securities broker dealer firm that took payment in fees, not commissions. Fees, not commissions, the exact core of my complaint brought to FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, in 2012. It took 8.5 years more of victims for this truth to be answered to under oath in a federal court after Brad was sworn in under oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And that is the problem. No one knew other than what FINRA told them, or what the person doing the job before them told them, is the truth, not FINRA's spin on the truth. Call it a perfect storm. Call it kismet. I came along with training to undo a crime, but not savvy enough to know a Wall Street scammer when we meet one. I mean, if a 22-year FBI agent could not know, if the former head of NASDAQ Global Security did not know, if Peter Phillips, former Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge's cybersecurity firm partner, did not know. I mean, friggin' A, I went to art school, but I had a motive to figure this enchilada out. I was deemed in bad faith for telling the truths I knew then and since that Wall Street wants covered up. A threat to the economy? Not at all. A boon putting cash back in victims' pockets, putting law enforcement back as top dog dealing with theft and healing generations of people left victimized, wondering what they did wrong, what they could have done different. Nothing, I tell them. Do not stop being a trusting person, or else they win. Just get savvier, smarter when it comes to giving your life savings away to a stranger. Related or not, they are strangers. Money changes people, even parents and kids. Dawn Bennett stole $20,000 from her mother. Dawn Bennett is being sued by her mother. Dawn Bennett targeted CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, friends of her father. I mean, friggin' A. Be good. Be back. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront to have it there for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. So share our podcast, share your papers. I want to see them, the arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.